Hey, guess what's happening on this week's episode of the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast with your friend and host, Oscar Camejo.
Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast. You know, I was recently asked through social media if zero sugar drinks like Coke Zero and some of the other ones were considered sugary drinks and if they are a good alternative to, you know, those regular high sugary drinks when it comes to losing weight. This question also gets asked about zero calorie drinks. And so I figured, you know what, why not do an entire episode to answer this question? It's a very good topic because if you were like me, there was a time where I loved drinking soda. My thing was I was drinking Pepsi. I never really got into diet drinks, but I like those orange flavored drinks, Pepsi, and I would drink Coke sometimes. But it was like, is this really helping me to lose weight or not? You know, but I still had a craving for drinks like this. If you've been following my podcast for any length of time, you know I talk often about avoiding sugary drinks. But you may wonder like, hey, what's the big deal? Why can't I have a Coke Zero? It says zero sugar and it says zero calorie. So what's the big deal? Why not allow that to be a part of my weight loss journey? That's a very good question. So if you're serious about losing weight, but you're unsure if choosing zero sugar or zero calorie drinks are the right move for you, I have something to make you think and to help you decide what's the best thing for you. Because let's face it, soda tastes good, right? It's all about the taste, right? So in this week's episode, I'm going to dive in and answer that question, but from a different perspective. So let's talk about the role zero sugar and zero calorie drinks may or may not play in weight loss. So stick around to hear today's episode. Are zero sugar and zero calorie drinks a good alternative for losing weight? Let's go. Welcome to the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast with me, your host, Oscar Camejo, helping diabetics make lifestyle changes to reverse type 2 diabetes. You know, it's almost a year, folks, since I launched the podcast, and I'm so excited. I get comments from people from all walks of life, from TikTok. I get comments on Instagram. So I want to take a moment to give a shout out and a word of encouragement to a few social media followers who left me a few comments recently. And all of these are in reference to maybe a video that I've posted on TikTok or a post that I created on some other platform like Facebook or Instagram. So Rashawn wrote, awesome, same here as well. I know I can do this. I went from a size 16 now to size 11. Definitely trying to get off these meds. Great job. Thank you, Rashawn. Quincy wrote, rock on, sir. Well done. I've been on the same journey, diagnosed in 2009. In the last 3 years, I lost 100 pounds and reversed type 2 diabetes. He's off all meds now. Way to go, Quincy. Good job, sir. Okay, Jamal wrote, thanks for sharing, man. I just found out I have type 2 diabetes 3 weeks ago. I was 330 pounds. Now I'm 309. I'm trying to reverse type 2 diabetes. Well, thank you, Rashawn, Quincy, and Jamal for writing in. I really appreciate you all for sharing your journey. Listen, I've been there. I know exactly what you guys are going through. Type 2 diabetes can be reversed. And so I'm proud of you all and your commitment to beating diabetes and maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Keep going, folks. You got this. So thank you to all of my listeners who reach out and who tune in each week to the podcast. And those of you who tune in on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook. I also want to say, please be sure to share this podcast with your friends and family. Tell them about the guy named Oscar. Yep, that's me down in Atlanta, Georgia, here in the USA, who's encouraging folks to make lifestyle changes to reverse type 2 diabetes. One more thing, folks, please take a moment to rate this show either on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever platform you listen. Again, thank you. So, you know, let's move on. Recently, I issued a 21-day challenge. And in that challenge, I was encouraging folks to wean themselves off of and get to the point where they eliminate sugary drinks. So by issuing that challenge, you know, that question came up about the Diet Coke, Coke Zero, Zero Sugar, and other zero sugar drinks. So one of the things I mentioned in that 21-day challenge is that it takes at least 21 days for people to develop a habit. At least that's what's believed. For some, it may take longer than 21 days. Others, it may take less time. You know, again, the key is to remain consistent and to commit to being consistent. If you listen to that podcast episode and started the process, then you know the importance of doing a personal assessment of what you're putting in your body, because that's what's really important, what we put in our bodies. One of the first things I had asked everyone to do as a part of that 21-day challenge is to take a journal and write down the answer to the following questions. How often are you consuming sugary drinks? I'm specifically talking about soda, fruit juices, and so forth. Now, specifically when it comes to soda, and for the purposes of this podcast, I want you to think about the diet drinks, the zero calorie and zero sugar drinks that you're consuming right now, for whatever reason. I want you to write down, how often are you drinking them? Are you drinking them daily, weekly, monthly, specifically daily? How often are you drinking these diet drinks? So you get the point. So let's take Coke Zero for example. Coke Zero, yes, is sugar-free, but the sugar substitute that this product contains may not necessarily be a healthier option for people who are looking to reduce their risk of diabetes, for example. Or the same could be true for Sprite Zero Sugar, right? So think about it. Just because these drinks and products say that they do not have any added sugar, or that no sugar has been added, does not automatically mean that these products do not contain sweeteners. So let me make that clear. Again, zero sugar does not mean that there's no artificial sweeteners in it. So let me make this point very clear. When a product contains sugar and they're saying that these products do not contain sugar, what they're saying is that this product does not contain table sugar, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't have a sweetener in it. And 9 times out of 10, those sweeteners are artificial. Now, why would a product have artificial sweeteners in it? It comes down to taste, bottom line. So what's the difference and what's the big deal between a product that has sugar in it and artificial sweeteners? Studies have shown, and it is believed, that these artificial sweeteners are even sweeter than regular sugar. So why would a company put sweeteners in a drink? Again, it's all about taste. So losing weight is a milestone along your journey toward good health. So if you're thinking about losing weight and you're thinking about whether or not to drink a drink like Coke Zero or Sprite Zero Sugar or these other diet drinks, you have to think about, okay, what is it that I'm actually putting in my body? If my goal is to achieve good health and losing weight is a part of that process, then I want you to think about this very closely. If I'm all about giving my body more of what it needs by way of nutrition and less of what it does not need, like sugary drinks and non-healthy foods and other beverages and so forth, then why would I put something in my body or keep putting something in my body that's not benefiting me, that's really not helping me to achieve my goal? Now you may say, well, okay, Oscar, you know, at least the zero calorie Coke and the zero sugar Coke is better than drinking the regular Coke, right? I mean, it's a no-brainer, especially on the packaging. Remember, I'm a marketing guy. So the front of the packaging is all to get your attention. So with a more health-conscious society, for the most part, what's going to cause a person to drink more of a product when they see certain claims or certain things that are alluring, like on the front of the package that says zero calorie drink, diet, you know, zero sugar? Clearly, if you're trying to lose weight, you may be more prone to reach for a Diet Coke than a regular Coca-Cola, right? But think about it. If in your refrigerator right now you have a 12-pack of Coke or Sprite or Fanta or some of these other drinks and they're diet or zero sugar, and you're consuming that on a regular basis, like every day, maybe two times a day, you know, twice a day, three times a day, or what have you, and it's a part of your regular habit, what benefit is that to you? Are you really losing weight because of those diet drinks? Are you really meeting your health and nutrition goals by drinking more of those drinks? So you may say, well, Oscar, I really am not sure. All I know is I'm not drinking these drinks that have a lot of sugar, like regular Coke, regular Pepsi, regular Sprite, and so forth. Because, hey, the big deal is drink less sugar, right? Because if you're diabetic, you want to drink products that have less sugar and less calories and so forth. So surely it's going to benefit you. So let's think about it for a second. If you're drinking diet, whatever, a diet soda, whatever the brand is, whatever the company is, are you drinking more of that than you were when you were drinking regular soda? Yes or no? Only you can answer that. And if you're drinking more, let's say you're drinking more of that diet drink, you're consuming more artificial sweeteners. And oftentimes those artificial sweeteners are still spiking your blood sugar to a certain degree. It will have different effects on different people. So let's look at the nutrition label for Coke Zero. Now, if you have a soda in your refrigerator, turn that can or bottle to the back and look at the nutrition facts label. And a couple of things I want you to take a look at. So again, I want you to look at this from a different perspective, not whether or not Coke Zero is bad versus regular Coke or whatnot, but we're talking about nutrition, giving our bodies more of what it needs by way of nutrition and less of what it does not need. Remember, that's what the whole 21-day challenge was about. Weaning yourself away from certain things that are not healthy for you by way of foods and beverages, and increasing your intake of things that your body does need. So on the premise of that, I want you to now follow me when it comes to looking at Coke Zero or Sprite or some of these other diet products. So I'm looking at the back of a nutrition label. I downloaded this from Coca-Cola's website. And in terms of nutrition facts, yes, it's a zero calorie drink. Yes, there's 0 grams of fat. There's 40 grams of sodium, 0 grams of carbohydrates. Total sugar zero, includes 0 added sugars. Wow, this looks like it gets a thumbs up, right? So as an alternative to drinking regular Coca-Cola, on the face value of what I see here, I would say, yeah, it would be a better option. Doesn't necessarily mean a healthier option. When I look at health, I'm thinking about benefits. So will drinking this product benefit me or benefit you when it comes to health? See, it's more than just losing weight. I know the title was talking about, can these be beneficial to help you to lose weight? Well, that could be relative. It could be specific to different people. How much of this are you drinking and so forth? But I want to keep going a little further. This product, the Coke Zero, also has zero protein. Now, protein is a requirement for good health, right? Potassium is good for good health. So this says 60 milligrams of potassium, which is only 2% of the daily recommended value. But now if you keep going down, you'll see in very small print an asterisk in a sentence that reads, not a significant source of saturated fat. Okay, that's good. Trans fat, definitely good. That's been banned in the U.S. Cholesterol, yeah, we don't need a lot of cholesterol. But it also says, not a significant source of dietary fiber. We need fiber. It says total sugars. Okay, that's good. Not a significant source of total sugars. Not a significant source of added sugars. It also says not a significant source of vitamin D, calcium, and iron. So this tells me this product is not going to give you vitamin D, calcium, iron. Is not a significant source of that. So don't count on this product to be of any benefit to you when it comes to vitamin D, calcium, iron, fiber, potassium, protein. Okay, now let's look at ingredients. The ingredients in this is carbonated water, caramel color. Basically, it gives the Coca-Cola that caramel color. There's phosphoric acid. Some people say, hey, you got to stay away from that because it damages tooth enamel and so forth. Aspartame, or some people say aspartame, that's a sweetener. That's an artificial sweetener. Potassium benzoate to protect the taste. Natural flavors. I could do a whole podcast on natural flavors. Basically, just because you see something that says natural flavor, all that just means is they use some natural flavors to give this a taste that you're familiar with, right? Just like if you drink a strawberry soda, it tastes like strawberry because they take some extract from strawberries to give it taste. Same thing with a grape soda or an orange soda. It has natural flavors just to give you the taste or to mimic the taste of those things like orange, blueberries, you know, for those blueberry drinks, grape drinks, lemon drinks, you know, like that's what's in Sprite. So you get what I'm saying. Potassium citrate, acesulfame potassium. I don't know. I can't even pronounce that. That's another sweetener. I did look that up. Caffeine. So here it is. This is on their product. This is not me making this up. So to answer the question, is this a good alternative to drink in order to lose weight? Now, if you have diabetes, pre-diabetes, you know, type 2 diabetes, or you may be at a risk of having these, maybe you're overweight or obese, I would say that yes, this can be a beneficial option to help you to lose weight, but not because the product itself is going to make you lose weight, if that makes sense. If you're, again, trying to cut down your calories, cut down sugars, and so forth, yes, you may want to try it. I don't recommend drinking soda, period, because I think it has no nutritional value. At the end of the day, you will be drinking this simply because of the taste, not because it's going to benefit you and cause you to have good health. It's not going to do that. This product does not claim that. So why waste the money? Why waste the time why I put this chemical stuff in your body, that's up to you to decide. Now, same thing with Sprite Zero. Looking at the product on their website, it says Sprite Zero. The details are it's a lemon lime soda with 100% natural flavors. Now, we already talked about that, right? They have natural flavors in it or chemicals that give the taste of lemon lime. Sprite Zero Sugar is a diet Sprite with no sugar. This is on their website. Sprite soda is available, and it go on to, you know, list the different can sizes and so forth. But what about the nutritional facts label? It's the same thing as we read on the website for Coke with a few variations. So the similarities are it's also zero calorie, zero total sugars, zero additional sugars, zero protein. A little bit more potassium in this at 110 milligrams. But look, it also says not a significant source of saturated fat, trans fat, cholesterol, dietary fiber, total sugars, added sugars, vitamin D, calcium, and iron. Ingredients, carbonated water, citric acid, potassium citrate, natural flavors, again, potassium benzoate. To protect taste, aspartame, and so forth. So again, just like Coke Zero or Coca-Cola Zero, they actually rebranded the product, by the way. This drink has no nutritional value. So again, the question is, what nutritional benefits will beverages like Coca-Cola Zero or Sprite Zero Sugar have on weight loss? You can now answer that for yourself after hearing what I just shared with you. If it were me, folks, I would definitely wean myself off of soda, period, and start putting more healthier things in your body. Like, of course, water. If you're not getting enough water, I want you to up your water game. If you like smoothies, start making your own smoothies at home. Now, there are some better options when it comes to flavored soda waters. I still don't like the flavored ones because they contain those natural flavor chemicals, and they don't tell you exactly what the chemicals are. They just tell you that it's natural to try to get your attention and to make you think that it's a product that's worth buying. Folks, I just really want you to really, I can't stress it enough, pay attention and be more of a conscious eater and beverage drinker when it comes to the things that you're putting in your body. Because yes, I can talk to you all day about exercise and getting 30 minutes worth of exercise a day and do high intensity workouts, do some high cardio workouts and do all this other stuff. But you cannot out-exercise a bad diet, a bad eating lifestyle, because diabetes and pre-diabetes result not because we don't exercise enough, not because, you know, you don't walk 12,000 steps a day. That's not why diabetes is developed in pre-diabetes and some of these other issues like high cholesterol and high blood pressure and risk of heart attacks and stuff like that. It's not because we're not walking much and not exercising much, even though those things are great. It's what we're putting in our bodies, folks. I can't stress that enough. So you decide for yourself, is it worth it? If you know that you are drinking 3 cans of soda a day, whether it's a zero calorie drink or zero sugar, or maybe just the regular soda, I want you to cut it down to once a week. If you still want to have it as a treat at the end of the week, after you've been, you know, doing really good when it comes to, you know, eating healthier and working out and exercising, then yeah, you know, maybe once a week, but definitely you don't need it. You don't need soda, whether zero calorie or zero sugar, every day. You don't. I guarantee you, if you do what I mentioned to you before and take that 21-day challenge and wean yourself off of soda, period, you are going to see benefits. That's what I did in my own life. Folks, I used to be 268 pounds. Many of you have heard the story already. I was 268 pounds. I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes when I was in the hospital. I had a hospital, unexpected hospital visit. It was in the hospital that I learned that I had type 2 diabetes, but I've since been able to reverse type 2 diabetes. I lost over 80 pounds, folks, doing what I'm telling you to do. I'm not a scientist. I didn't go to school for this. I'm simply a guy who made up his mind to turn his life around. And one of the things that I did to turn my lifestyle around and my life around was develop healthier habits. One of those healthier habits was changing the beverages that I would put in my body. I'm not a coffee drinker. I don't drink flavored coffees, you know, sugar sweetened coffees. I don't do that. Never have been. I used to drink a lot of soda, a lot of fruit juices, a lot of lemonades, a lot of sweet teas, sports drinks. And I really never paid attention to how much sugar and artificial flavors and sweeteners were in these drinks. And in the midst of me working out a lot, I remember reaching a plateau. I was probably at 220 pounds while on my journey of losing weight. And I noticed that, man, I'm still at 220. You know, I went from 268 to 240, 244 roughly. Took me a while to get there. Then from 244, went down to 220. And it just seemed like I was stuck there for a while. And then I met this guy at a store, Costco, and he educated me on sugar and the effects of sugary drinks on weight and health and so forth. And so he schooled me on reading nutrition labels and helping me to pay attention to drinks that had and foods that had, you know, sugar in it, artificial flavors, artificial sugars, added sugars and sweeteners. And he said, "Oscar, if you can cut down and cut out and eliminate drinks and foods that have added sugar in it, that have these sugar sweetened chemicals in it, you're going to see dramatic results." And I took what he said seriously. And I'm living proof today, folks, that it can be done. I didn't go on a specific diet. I didn't go on some extreme fast. I didn't do any of that. I didn't take a magic pill that promises weight loss. I didn't do surgery. I'm not against those people who decide to do surgery. I'm a guy who decided to finally take my health serious enough to start eliminating sugary drinks from my diet. I mean, I thought I was doing great with drinking Gatorade. You know, I tried the zero calorie, zero sugar Gatorade, still was maintaining 220. I remember I used to get a smoothie from this popular smoothie place and thinking that, okay, if I drink this every morning instead of having breakfast, I'm doing great. And something just clicked after I met that guy and at Costco. I said, you know what? Let me for a week not buy a smoothie from this place, because it was like a 32-ounce meal replacement smoothie that I would drink. And it turns out that that smoothie was the equivalent of drinking three cans of Coke. And so once I cut that out, and I just did it for a week, and I would weigh myself, I was like, wow, okay, I'm seeing a difference here. I start going below 220. It was gradual. But the more I just stayed away from soda, the more I stayed away from those smoothies from that place and just started making my own smoothies at home and drinking lots of water every day. And yes, exercising, doing more movement. I started seeing my weight dip more and more in the right way. Again, I didn't starve myself. I didn't do any of that. So hopefully you got some benefit out of this week's episode and you hear my heart in what I'm saying. At the end of the day, yeah, the jury is still out on whether or not artificial sweetened drinks are healthy for you or not. There's a bunch of there are a bunch of research and studies that conflict with one another. All I can tell you is take it from me, your friend. I'm not going to lie to you. I cut those things out of my diet, the sugary drinks, even the zero sugar drinks. I just realized that, you know what? They don't have any benefit for me. So why put them in my body? You know, drink more water, do what I needed to do to put more good stuff or the healthier stuff, the things that does that do have nutritional benefit, put more of those things in my body. So as always, folks, thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast. And folks, like I always say, stay focused, keep moving, never go back, leap forward, bounce back because you can, my friend. And above all else, trust God. You got this. I believe in you. Be sure to visit the website at www.beatingdiabeteslifestyle.com for access to free resources and other information that will help you along your journey. If you would like to submit a question or a comment about the show or to learn more about the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle, you can always email me at hello@beatingdiabeteslifestyle.com. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to this podcast.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast with Oscar Camejo. We hope you enjoyed this episode. As a reminder, this podcast is intended for motivational and educational purposes only. It is not a substitute for professional care by a physician or other healthcare professional or qualified fitness instructor. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or professional advice or services. If you're looking for help on your journey, seek a qualified medical practitioner. It's important that you utilize someone who is a trained, licensed healthcare professional who can help you on your journey toward good health.